This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So with today's numbers, it is still a tight labor market. There are companies reporting labor shortages in some areas and fields, including in manufacturing. But as Mitchell Hartman reports from Marketplace's desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, there's the supply of workers issue and there's a separate skills issue.
So this is our assembly area, and we've got about 45 people in here, two shifts, working on a third shift.
I'm getting the factory tour at Benchmade Knife Company. It's in an industrial park in Oregon City, an old mill town. CEO Les De Asis says his company's hunting and utility knives are precisely tooled by skilled machinists.
We constantly have manufacturing positions, machine operators, finishers, assemblers.
The Manufacturing Institute reports 2 million production jobs will go unfilled in the next decade because workers lack the right skills. According to the trade group, 3 out of 4 executives say this is hampering growth and use of new technology. Bayard Winthrop is CEO of American Giant, a new apparel company.
We're trying to hire as fast as we can, though that's not been the easiest thing for us.
His factories in the textile heartland of the Carolinas use a team manufacturing model. Workers can make $15 an hour, and yet...
Getting good skilled sewers that really want to take on a job like this has been harder than I would have thought. From recruits, there is that sense, like, hold on a second, I need to be learning multiple operations I don't know how to do.
Other executives complain that new high school and community college grads don't have the math and machine skills to operate new equipment. But UC Berkeley economist Jesse Rothstein says companies have ways to fix that.
If firms were having trouble finding people with the right qualifications, the natural response to that is to try to bid the people who do have that experience away from their competitors. And so we should see rising wages. We should also see more firms offering training that they pay for themselves.
At Benchmade, Les De Asis says the skills gap is a real problem, and here's another.
We've interviewed, the offer has been extended, and the candidate has failed a drug test. And, there's nothing more just bothersome or frustrating, disappointing than that.
Sometimes, even with the right skills, workers make a wrong move for a job in manufacturing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.